Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network as we take a look at the Thursday night edition of Scout and Route as we have the Las Vegas Raiders playing a little better ball against the Los Angeles Rams, who are not. Rams getting 6 points in this game. No Matthew Stafford, no Cooper Kupp, no Allen Robinson, no Darrell Henderson. Rams just surrendered 400-plus yards to opposing teams in back-to-back games for the first time since week 3 and 4 last year. The guy they tried to trade for before this year's deadlines, Cam Akers, is now their best offensive weapon. The good news is they're facing a beatable Raider defense. The bad news is Vegas is playing a lot better. They're playing really good football relative to what they played before, of course. Three narrow victories in a row, putting them, look, at 5-7, not out of playoff contention. That's not going to be realistic. But the Raiders' offense is clicking despite their own injury problems. So I'm curious to see if Davante Adams can stay hot, if Carr can continue to move the football and maybe get an early lead against this Rams defense. I think this Rams offense is in a mess. They look bad. They look bad at the line of scrimmage. Like the Raiders' chances of having some success in this game and getting to 6-7. Folks, how quickly you can turn things around in a positive way or a negative way in this league. I'm not overly excited about the Raiders. I'm not overly excited about how they're playing, but they are playing better. The Rams just look like they have no answer. So I've got further thoughts on this matchup as well as all the matchups in the NFL and college football, all the news and notes around the NFL and college over at LandryFootball.com. So make sure that you check it out today, all the detailed film room breakdowns on this game and all the others. So check it out. Also a reminder to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network where you can get all of our football shows. Now for the route to victory on this game, let's head on over to our Vegas insider.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and this is the route to victory in betting the Thursday night football matchup between the Las Vegas Raiders and Los Angeles Rams. Raiders, a 6-point favorite as we record, seen a little bit of bounce back and forth between 5.5 and 6, settling on 6 here in the morning hours on Tuesday. A total of 44, up a half point from the opener of 43.5. Road team, that would be the Raiders. They are 6-6 ATS on the season. 3-4 is their road ATS mark. Rams 4-7-1 overall ATS, just 2-5 on the home field. Raiders 6 overs, 6 unders. The Rams 7 unders and 5 overs. Rams are on a 5-0 ATS run in the series. Under has hit 4 of the last 5, but AFC-NFC matchup, so a few years since the last two time these two teams have played. Raiders are marred in a 3-13 ATS stretch that's in their last 16 games playing on the road against teams with losing records. Rams are not trending much better. 0-3-1 ATS versus teams with losing records. However, they have hit the over in 4 straight games on field turf, but they've played to the under in 7 of 8 at home against teams with losing road records. So the trends not really peaking in any direction for you on the Thursday nighter. A long list of injuries for the Raiders. Josh Jacobs with a quad, questionable, the most noticeable. That's the same status he had last week, but he did play in the game against the Chargers. Aaron Donald is questionable with an ankle. Of course, John Wolford expected to get the start. He is questionable with the neck, but the Matthew Stafford news, a spinal concussion is why he's on the IR. So big news in that quarterback position out of LA this week, not just with this game, but as the future plays out for Stafford. I am leaning the Rams here for my pick. Thursday night football, it's a short week. I do tend to favor the home team in these spots. Vegas to Los Angeles is a pretty easy travel trip, but the Rams getting 6 points at home. They played much better against Seattle last week than in weeks past, so we'll see if they can carry that momentum. And I do like the under in this spot, the Thursday factor playing into that. Both offenses up and down at times. Raiders maybe a little more explosiveness with Davante Adams, but with that number being at 44, I feel that it's a little high here in a game that could be around that 21-17 kind of matchup. You can get more NFL previews later on the week from the Scout and the Route. You can find us on the Sports Betting Stack along with NBA previews, college bowls coming up shortly, and top college basketball games. Sports Betting Stack, just search it on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jay Lloyd, and this has been The Route to Victory in betting the Raiders and Rams.